Hi, and welcome to First Bite, a nation's restaurant news podcast. I'm your host, Holly Petrie. Today is Wednesday, March 27th, and here are your top stories. First, McDonald's to sell Krispy Kreme donuts nationwide. The deal calls for sales to begin in phased market rollout in the second half of 2024. Second, menu tracker. New items from Popeyes, Taco Bell, and Applebee's. See what chains across the country added to menus this week. Third, Pizza Hut names global CEO Aaron Powell to oversee U.S. restaurants. The brand seeks a successor for David Graves, who has left as president of domestic restaurants. Fourth, Noodles & Company CEO Drew Madsen discusses progress in the chain's turnaround. A menu revamp is underway, and then the company will work to boost traffic. And finally, restaurant companies are beefing up their marketing budgets. The industry is responding to more discerning consumers and scrambling for top-of-mind awareness. Now let's dive deeper into a trending story from our website. Papa John's has introduced trendy cup and crisp pepperoni to three of its menu items as a limited-time offer. Its new Crispy Cuppy-Roni is a thicker version of the popular pizza topping with crispy curled edges. The new topping is available on the New York-style Crispy Cuppy-Roni pizza, the Crispy Cuppy-Roni Papadilla, and the miniature Crispy Cuppy-Roni Papa Bites. They're being offered now to Papa Rewards loyalty program members and to everyone else starting April 1st. For more on the story, let's turn to Brett Thorne.
All right, so Brett, Papa John's has introduced some new pepperoni, and it's kind of on trend. So can you tell me a little bit about what this is and kind of what the menu trend is?
Yeah, so it's cup and crisp pepperoni. That's its sort of industry name, although Papa John's gave it a somewhat cuter name. And it's so it's pepperoni that you heat it up so that it turns into a little concave disc or bowl, and it holds the extra pepperoni fat in it. And it this is something that's been introduced at a bunch of pizzerias all over the country. Lots of chains have engaged in it, and it's a new sort of pepperoni shape, a new expression of this sausage that is far and away the most popular pizza topping in America. And it's creating something that is new but low risk, because if you like regular pepperoni, you're going to like this pepperoni. And the Papa John's version is a little bit thicker. And like all of these cup and crisp pepperonis, it has more texture. The edges are a little bit crunchy, and that's fun. And so this is a way of doing something, as I said, that is new and popular and nonetheless not remotely scary.
Is this kind of pepperoni more labor intensive? Because it's been popular in places like New York City, where we are, for a long time, but we've only seen chains really start to adopt it within the past maybe 10 years.
Yeah, and I don't think there are any real operational difficulties. It I'm sure functions a little bit differently than regular pepperonis, so you might have to do a little bit of training with your team members, but nothing that can't be handled. It's another topping. Pizza chains are accustomed to introducing new toppings. It is an extra SKU, so it's another thing that can go wrong. But as far as introducing a new topping, I think it's about as easy as any of them.
I think it's interesting because, like, when I was growing up, people used to dab their pizzas with napkins to get the excess grease off. And now we see people embracing the grease with this, you know, this kind of pepperoni that we've seen at several chains. So do you think that this is kind of a shift in the American consumer?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, we've come to understand that fat is flavor and it makes your food taste better. And we've also come to understand that just because something has fat in it, it doesn't make you fat. The point of fat is that it gives you energy and it also makes you full. So you are less likely to eat other things. And so it can actually bring your caloric intake down if you don't overdo it. And also, the main point of pepperoni, apart from its taste, is that it's protein. And protein is super, super trendy these days. I mean, it has been for a few years. And, you know, there's a misconception among a lot of Americans that it's important to try hard to get your protein, when really most Americans eat about twice as much protein as they need. Like, even if you are a powerlifting gym rat, chances are you get enough protein. You don't really need to do those protein shakes and other supplements. But, and you know, if you eat more protein than your body needs, it's going to convert it into carbohydrates and fat anyway. That's how mammal physiology works. So it's just a more expensive way to get you the nutrients that you need. Nonetheless, if customers want more protein, chains are absolutely going to provide it for them. And if it's in a textured, tasty format that customers already know about, then they're going to be in good shape. I think this will probably perform well for Papa John's. I don't know why it wouldn't.
Do you think that because the bigger chains like Papa John's are now accepting this trend and putting it on their menus, that it kind of symbolizes the end of the trend now that it's in ubiquity?
Well, I mean, what something is at a massive pizza chain, it's, yeah, you don't necessarily call it a trend anymore. It's, you know, just like you don't call Caesar salad a trend. Every place has Caesar salad. So, yeah, it's pretty much now an established thing. You don't get extra points by putting Cup and Crisp pepperoni on your pizza anymore.
What do you see as the next trend in big chains? So you have a good eye on what's happening in smaller chains and independents. What do you see as the next thing that's going to get picked up?
Good question. I mean, we're already seeing a lot of sweet heat, and we're going to continue to see more of that. It's just a flavor that people enjoy. And once you start enjoying spicy food, you don't stop enjoying it. You just continue to like eating spicy food. So I think we'll probably see new iterations of hot and sweet. So instead of it just being hot honey, maybe it will be, I'm sure they'll decide to dial into what specific chili you're going to use to make your honey hot. And maybe they will move beyond honey to things like maple syrup or maybe fruit purees, things like that, so that you still have the sweet heat, but you get to do it in a different, slightly different shape and flavor.
We've seen some big chains pick up on pickles. What do you think that trend is going to be like?
Well, pickles come in and out, and now they're in. This also speaks to younger consumers, say under 25, the Gen Z crowd that likes sour flavors. Even little kids, for some reason, these days enjoy sour things, which is something that when I was growing up, we liked sweet things. And you know, apart from the occasional little tart candy, we ate sweet stuff. And now tart candies are becoming tartar. So, and, you know, really mouth-puckeringly so. And so, you know, pickles are sort of maybe the most user-friendly version of sour ingredients. And a lot of Asian cuisines also have pickles in them, and to a certain extent Latin American. So as we expand our pantry of what items from across the globe we use, we're going to see more preserved, fermented, sour things like pickles.
Do you think that we're ever going to see kimchi as an ingredient on a big chain menu? Because it goes kind of along the same things, but it's a little bit less universal.
I think we absolutely will. I mean, what Korean food has done over the past decade is really pretty astounding. It leapfrogged over all the other cuisines that everybody was excited about, particularly Indian. And now Indian is finding its own footing. But Korean food is all over the place. And we've seen kimchi in limited forms at moderately sized chains like Shake Shack. I mean, it's out there. I don't know when it'll make it into a traditional quick service chain, because it's a lot of flavor. It's polarizing in that way. Even though we like chili and garlic, kimchi has a lot of chili and garlic and a certain amount of funk. So I would think that it would probably get toned down a bit. And then it'll be on the kimchi whopper or whatever.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode of First Bite. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new one. Until then, stay up to date with all your news at NRN.com.